The weeks following Christmas are called the Epiphany season in the churches which follow the liturgical cycle of the church year. From the visit of the wise men as they gave their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the infant Jesus, to our Lord's baptism in the Jordan River, to his first miracle of changing water into wine, the season focuses on revealing Jesus as true God. In keeping with an older practice, in the congregations where the historic series of readings are used, this past Sunday was the last Sunday of Epiphany. Lutherans from around 1525 have celebrated the Transfiguration as the ultimate revelation of Jesus' divinity. The Father's voice, which declared Jesus as his beloved Son at baptism, makes the same proclamation while Peter, James, and John looked on in awe at the shining face of Jesus. Therefore, we have moved this commemoration from August 6th to the end of the Epiphany season. Sunday's Old Testament lesson shows how Moses reflected the glory of being in the presence of God on Mount Sinai. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Being in the presence of God, seeing the glimpse of God's glory as he hid Moses in the cleft of a rock, caused Moses' face to shine. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to see his glory revealed in the Word of God, and give us the blessings of his grace. Amen.